This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The spokeswoman for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Kira Yarmish, Saturday confirmed that Navalny has died in Russian custody, citing an official notice given to Navalny's mother. In a video statement, Yarmish demanded Navalny's body be released to his family immediately. Russian prison officials said the 47-year-old Navalny, a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell unconscious and died Friday after a walk at the Polar Wolf Arctic Penal Colony in Karp, about 1,900 kilometers northeast of Moscow, where he was serving a three-decade-long sentence. Navalny's mother said she visited her son Monday and described him as healthy and cheerful. Speaking in Munich on the sidelines of the International Security Conference there, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris paid tribute to Navalny.
I met with his wife, Yulia, yesterday and expressed my outrage and sorrow. I will say that Alexei Navalny has been a brave leader who stood up against corruption and autocracy, and he stood up for the truth. The reports of his death are further proof of Putin's brutality.
Moscow residents continue to pay tribute to Navalny Saturday. People brought flowers, candles, and portraits of Navalny to Solovetsky Stone and the Wall of Grief, monuments dedicated to victims of political repressions. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday warned allies that an artificial deficit of weapons in his country risks giving Russia breathing space. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Zelensky spoke Saturday to the Munich Security Conference, an annual gathering of security and foreign policy officials. Ukraine is back on the defensive against Russia in the nearly two-year-old war, hindered by low ammunition supplies and a shortage of personnel. Zelensky said Ukrainians have proven that we can force Russia to retreat. The president said that the troop withdrawal was a correct decision and emphasized the priority of saving Ukrainian soldiers' lives.
This is VOA News. The UN International Court of Justice has rejected a request by South Africa for urgent measures to safeguard the southern Gaza city of Rafah, from an impending Israeli invasion. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The top UN court said that no new order was necessary because the existing measures apply throughout the Gaza Strip, including Rafah. But it also stressed that the critical situation in the region calls for the immediate and effective enforcement of the provisional measures it ordered late last month. Israel strongly denies committing genocide in Gaza, and it plans to evacuate the civilians before attacking. But international aid officials have said there is nowhere to go because of the extensive destruction left behind by the offensive. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Outgoing Netherlands Prime Minister Mark Rutte Saturday called on his fellow Europeans to, in his words, stop whining about what former U.S. President and current presidential candidate Donald Trump might do if reelected, and instead focus on what Europe can do for Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Trump this week sparked outrage in Europe, saying that if reelected in November, he would not defend NATO allies who failed to spend enough on defense. Speaking as part of a panel at the Munich Security Conference, Rutte said European leaders need to focus on what they can control.
Stop moaning and whining and nagging about Trump. Mm-hmm. We do not spend more on defense, or we ramp up ammunition production because Trump might come back. Mm-hmm. It's up to the Americans. I'm not an American. I cannot vote in the U.S. And we have to work with whoever is on the dance floor. So we have to do this because we want to do this, because it is in our interest.
Rutte said Europe should, in any case, be spending more on defense and ramping up ammunition production because defeating Putin in Ukraine is crucial for all of Europe. Lions rescued from a zoo in Sudan's war-torn capital Khartoum were released at South Africa's Lions Rock Big Cat Sanctuary Saturday. The 11 lions were rescued by a non-governmental organization known as Four Paws, along with 46 other wild animals who were flown out of Khartoum. Veterinarian Dr. Amir Khalil said that the situation was so bad that some of the animals were forced to feed on one another.
They were eating each other due to hunger. They were really emaciated, a lot of wounds, scared, because when the war started in April, the animal keeper, they left the location where the animals are. So it was very hard.
The lions join around 100 other big cats at Lions Rock, some of which had also been previously rescued from war-torn countries. The lions. More on this story can be found at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.